journalist Andrea Smith, who is live in studio with us this morning. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning, Ryan. How are
you? Quite a statement.
It is, yeah.
Why did you decide to announce that to the world?
Well, I think it was kind of against all of the trolls that kind of, and society really, because being fat is considered to be one of the worst things that a woman can be, you know, and it kind of drives me mental, Ryan, because, you know, there's a perception there that if you're fat, you have to be unhappy and miserable and filled with self-loathing. Mm. And that's not my experience, you know.
You've had a good experience. So you're size what?
26.
Yeah.
18 stone. Get that out front.
Yeah, exactly. And you've written about this. So this is no big surprise. I'm not pushing you into a corner saying, tell us about all these details about your personal circumstances.
No, I decided I'd write it because, you know, I'm always meeting beautiful women who are filled with worry and angst about, you know, about being fat, and I look at them and think, you're not fat, but they might as well be as fat as I am, because in their head they're so miserable about it, you know, that it's kind of all relative, I think, you know. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of programs on TV, you know, You Are What You Eat, and there's a lot of, I think, fat shaming that goes on because of all the things. I mean, I'm not saying I'm proud of being fat, you know, and I know there's an obesity issue in the country and all of that, right? So just to say
we
that
we can get there in a second.
Yeah, but what I think is that being fat is one of the things that's most visible about a person. When you meet somebody, you kind of clock what they look like, right? Yeah. And I think that there's just too much of an emphasis. It's gone the wrong way, you know, that being fat is considered to be the worst vice that you can have, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, people are given out by fat people and they're probably sitting at home with 10 pints, you know, and smoking and things, but you don't notice that when you see them.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested that you're using the word fat, because I think I've got the feeling that that word is becoming a little less, it's becoming almost like a curse word. It's certainly a very offensive word. Just people say you're portly or a little
you're curvy
or you're overweight fat has become an F word.
Definitely. And I mean,
but you're using it liberally.
I always say I'm fat. I mean, it's my Twitter bio. I am fat, you know. You look at me and I am fat, but I'm not miserable. That's not a denial thing, because I sometimes think that when you say you're fat and happy, people think you're not. You're at home and you're crying in the evening because you're thinking, you know, you're on that sofa, you're watching The Late Late, you're eating your nachos and you're going, oh God, my life is so miserable. And that just isn't my experience, you know. So I think it's all relative.
Do you eat whatever you want to eat anytime?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I do my best to try and have a healthy diet, but I mean, I didn't get to be 18 stone by having salad, obviously, you know. But I think, you see, what happened with me, I think, was that I definitely, you know, when I'd go out, I'd have, you know, nice dinners and stuff. And over the years, it crept up. But I'm fat. There's definitely no doubt about that.
Were you a fat kid?
No.
Were you a fat teenager?
No, not really.
Can you pin it down to when it started to creep up as you say?
Well, probably in my 20s, I'd say. I worked in a cinema. I was a cinema manager. So I used to come home at night and kind of eat late at night and stuff like that. But see, that's the thing as well that I always kind of find that, you know, when fat people are brought on, the tone is always kind of, and what made you fat?
People have a story like that.
And then people kind of feel, well, I must have to be ashamed about this, you know, because it's clearly a very, very bad thing to be fat, you know.
Yeah.
So people say, well, you know, I lost my granny, so I come for debt or whatever. Yeah. There's always excuses. And so that's the thing I think is, you know what? We are more than the sum of what we look.
Let's talk about that. Do you have an excuse for being fat?
Yeah, I ate too much. Didn't go to the gym enough, probably.
Do you feel you need to make an excuse?
No, I don't really. I think that people probably expect it. You know, they expect that because it's the thing that you're looking and you're seeing, you know, that's what people expect.
Because most people come on a show like this, talking about the subject like this, have this backstory. It's almost like the X Factor music playing.
My granny died.
There's a sad story. But generally it ends with a happy ending whereby
they lost it. They were saved.
And they kept the weight off and suddenly they're happier in themselves now that they're this weight.
But do you not think that's a very sad way to be? I mean, there are lots of people listening here to you today and they're lying in hospital beds, or they're not listening because they're in the graveyard and they'd give anything they had to be walking, sitting here in my fat body looking at you right today, but they can't do that. Wouldn't it be really ungrateful of me to be sitting here thinking this is just desperate? I'm sitting here because I'm on this show because I'm fat, you know, and there's nothing to me but being fat, you know. I mean, I think that, you know, if you were to meet me and spend 15 minutes with me and at the end of it, the only thought you came away with, God, that one was fat. fat. Well, then I'd have failed as a human being. But I don't think I failed just because I'm fat. You know?
I have met you for lunch, as it happens. We did a piece together.
For the endo.
And that was the last thing on my mind as we left, thankfully. Nah. No, but it's a true story. So you get through that. But for perception, so for example, if you're walking down the street, do you get much abuse? Do you get to people comment? Do they
you
say
You get anything? The odd teenager, obviously, you know, who will say, look at that fat one. You know, it's funny, I have six dogs and I walk them every day. So I'd kind of be a fit fatty now, you know. But with the six dogs, they're perfect weights because I actually said, I can't make these dogs can't be fat because if I'm out, it'll be, look at the fat one with the fat dogs, you know. Look, you know, their pets look like their owners, you know. So sometimes you get that, you know, where teenagers in a field might go, oh, Mrs., you know, look at your dogs or whatever. But, you know,
but
everybody.
Not much.
Not much.
What about, you've talked about fat shaming. What is that?
I think fat shame, like in our media, and I'm part of the media, but it kind of drives me bananas when you see, you know, a celebrity in their bikini and everything is about, oh, look at that, really let herself go. You know, there's a roll of fat there, or she's got a double chin, or there's definitely, or she hasn't lost the baby weight quick enough. You know, the pressure, I think, that because being thin is really seen as the holy grail for women, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what's going on in your head, and it doesn't matter whether, like, I always think that, you know, people say to me that, you know, I'm never sick, for example. And obesity, obviously, and illness is always one thing that's thrown out to us. We're a terrible drain on the health service. Yes, I have. I'm 45. I haven't been to the, I think the last time was when I got my tonsils out, you know, and I'm never at the doctor. But I just wonder, is it being happy and contented in yourself that's a better predictor of your health, you know?
Yeah,
because I'm never sick. And that's not, I mean, tomorrow I could absolutely drop dead with a heart attack, but so could you, and you're not fat.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And in fact, you often think, I often hear stories about people who didn't, never had a drink or smoke in their lives and ran marathons and dropped dead.
Well, see, that's the randomness of life.
So a desperate waste.
Why do you, I think, what I always say to fat people is, stop waiting for the day that you're going to be thin, because that may never happen.
Yeah.
Enjoy what's kind of happening now and focus on what's going on inside your head, not what's going on in your thighs, you know?
Would you like to be a size 12? Would you like to be a
If
thinner?
I was size 12, Ryan, I'd be down in Topshop. I'd buy a boob tube and the shortest mini and I'd probably walk down Henry Street thinking I was the bee's knees, right? So I'm not saying that I wouldn't be delighted to be fat, but I'm not also saying that I'm ashamed of being this size, you know what I mean? Because it's just an aspect
Do
of me.
Do you think if you put your mind to it, you could lose all the weight you wanted?
I probably could,
You probably could.
Well, I'd hope so. I mean, you know, I generally am pretty sorted in most areas of my life.
Yeah, I
gather
that. You said earlier on that the weight went on largely because you ate too much and didn't go to the gym, which I love the honesty of that. So reverse that and you'll get the other way.
I know, yeah. But then you kind of think, I kind of enjoy going out for dinner with people, and I kind of enjoy sitting on the sofa and you know watching Judge Judy, and you know, so like it is definitely a choice. But as I get older, my hip may go or my knee may go, and I may say, well, actually, this lardy old body is not doing what it's supposed to do.
There are for all our conversation earlier on about marathon running and dropping dead. There is also there are implications, aren't there, health wise for being very heavy. Yeah. You're 26, size 26, so that might lead to complications in a few years when you're not as young.
But see, I kind of think, right, that being unhappy in your head is what actually leads to the main cause. That's just my belief.
Yeah.
And that's based on my personal opinion and my experience, and that's not everybody's.
Yeah.
I think it's just all relative. But, you know, I kind of think that if I am happy with the way I am and if I go out there and I love life and I love meeting people and I, you know, I have fun, is that not a better predictor of my future health, that I'm not torn up? Because I think being filled with self-loathing must be the most toxic thing to a body that you can be.
And you talk about, because I know you've interviewed all the beautiful women in Ireland, and
I have,
and you see them, and I speak to them myself, and they go, oh, I think I'm feeling a bit heavy or a bit overweight, and really, then I mean, of all the people,
but that's what I mean. It's relative, because if I look in the mirror now, I don't look in the mirror and think I'm Angelina Jolie, right?
Okay.
I look in the mirror and think, oh, you look grand, you could brush your hair a bit there now, but off I go, and then I don't think about myself for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awful to have to be thinking all day long, I think, you know, my thigh is a bit, you know, I don't have a thigh gap at the top or something like that, you know?
If that was your be all and
Beyonce, photoshopping allegedly a thigh gap into her pictures. You know, that's all in the media this morning, right, you know. Yeah. And you kind of think, she's Beyonce. Know what I mean? And she obviously felt insecure enough that she had to, if she did it, photoshop a thigh gap into her picture. I mean, that just shows.
It's a sad state of affairs. Are you are you in a relationship or not?
I'm not, no.
Would but you like to be in one?
Well, do you know what's actually kind of funny? When this went online, you know, it went online on the Independent site, still there. And there was a lot of, obviously, trolling and a lot of negative comments and a lot of positive comments. And then somebody made a comment and they kind of tagged me in it, which kind of led people then to my personal Facebook page. I was getting marriage proposals and all sorts, you know.
Oh, really?
It was actually funny, you know, that there were people asking me out. And so I was kind of thinking, well, you know.
Do you think your weight is a barrier to meeting someone?
I do think that, I definitely think people are attracted to what they see physically. So it probably is. I mean, I'm 45 and single. I wouldn't imagine, unless my personality is hideous, I don't know.
But do you think if you got somebody to sit down with you for half an hour and have a chat or a drink or what have you, that they would see through that and say, great, let's go for another coffee?
Well, I'd hope that would be the case. I mean, it's not, you know, somebody once said to me, you know, Andrea, there's people who like fat women. And I said, well, that's a whole Channel 4 documentary. Do you know what I mean? I'm not looking for a feeder, you know. I'm looking for somebody who doesn't mind the fact that I'm fat, because they kind of look at the whole person, you know.
What about getting photos taken with you?
Well, I have to have photos taken at least once a week and often twice, and they're all published in a paper, right? Yeah. So, I mean, yesterday, for example, I had a photo taken with your beautiful Evie, right? Who's as slender and beautiful as can be. Now, the interview was about her. So when I saw the picture, I kind of thought, oh, right, yeah, because Evie's like a little doll on the picture. But that's what happens, you know. If I didn't want that job, but see, I also got to sit with her for an hour and find out everything that was kind of going on in her life. You need to be worried about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a real privilege to have that job. So if people then look at the picture and it has been said, you know, I mean, somebody said the only reason people do her interviews is because they know they're going to look good in the picture beside her. I mean, seriously.
Somebody said that to you?
Yeah, somebody in media said that, no, to
somebody
colleagues.
Got back to you.
Yeah.
Even worse.
And I kind of thought, well, yeah, that's clearly why they do it, you know, because that's how shallow everybody is. And, you know, but I do think that, you know, really, if we could just stop obsessing about the way we look and actually have a bit of fun in life. And OK, if we're fat, yeah, deal with it if you have to. But, you know, don't put your life off until the day you get thin, because as soon as you get thin, I have a friend who lost 6 stone.
Yeah.
And I said, did it make a difference to you? And she said, not really. You know, I didn't really feel, my problems didn't go away and life didn't suddenly turn magical, you know.
I've seen the amount of people I've seen who've taken up health fitness regimes, running marathons, triathlons, mini this, cycling that. And I think they're on the run from something.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I really think it's like the new alcohol for some
but
people.
But it's painful to investigate what's going on inside your head. And that's actually possibly what be doing.
You're wrong. Andrea, we have to leave it there. But thank you for such an honest and candid conversation. We've got a huge response coming in on 51552. We're going to have a photograph.
Oh, excellent.
For our Facebook page, which I'm delighted to say.
Yeah.
Just want to make you look good. And we'll do that now, and we'll put that up on Tubberty2FM Facebook. In the meantime, independent features writer Andrea Smith. Lovely to see you and talk to you once more.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
On the phone. Good morning to you, Dora.
Hi, good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How are you this morning? In good form?
Good. I'm in good form. Yep.
You were listening to Andrea talking about being happy in her skin and in her body.
Yes, exactly. So, and as I said, I'm very jealous of her attitude. Now, I do think being overweight is not healthy, but I think, just as she said, like, you should be happy the way you are. You shouldn't be waiting for the day you get thin. It just means that you're wasting your life away. So, yeah, well done to Andrea.
How old are you, Dora?
I am 33.
Okay, and what weight would you, can I ask you what weight you are? Or, I mean, that's probably...
Yeah, I am 49 kilograms. I don't know how much in stones or pounds it is. I think it's about 8 stones. I don't know exactly.
So about just shy of 8 stone or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And so are you petite? You're a small lady, or are you?
I am, yeah. Only 163 centimetres, yeah, so I'm not tall. So... Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the right weight for me.
Okay, so you're 33 now. Are you obsessed about your appearance or your body weight, or are you do you care?
Oh, absolutely. I'm still obsessed with it. I don't think it will ever go away. It's just the way I am. I constantly think about what I eat and how much I ate today, and if I go out and have a drink or something, I know how many calories is a drink. You know, it's just, it is a bit crazy, but it's just something that's stuck in my head and I can't get rid of it.
But it's a terribly unrelaxing way to be. You can't, like, I'd go out and have a few pints again. So I would, obviously, and I wouldn't be far behind you in weight wise. I wouldn't give a damn. I've never read a packet to see what. Now I'm a bit lucky. Maybe that's the good fortune of the family genes or what have you. But yeah, you're the same. You know, thereabouts the same weight, and yet you're obsessing about it, and you don't have a weight issue at all. If not anything, you're probably underweight.
No, I don't think I'm definitely not underweight.
No, gosh.
No, I think men are different. You know, men don't put on weight as easily as women do.
Okay.
You know, with all the hormones and all that.
Fair enough.
And the cycles and stuff. But, yeah. It's just the way I am. I think that if I put a couple of kilograms on, I just won't be happy, you know. So that's kind of starting point for me. If I am to be happy, I think I have to be thin. You know, obviously there are other things in my life that can make me happy or unhappy, but that's one of the main.
Where did it come from? Was it TV, magazines, papers, family, friends, school? Where did all this happen?
I think it comes from your childhood or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's just if you're confident, you know, if maybe the way you were treated when you were young or something. I don't know what it is. It's genes probably as well. But it is the way people react to people who are overweight as well. And, you know, the whole craziness in the media and all that. Everybody wants to be thin and beautiful and perfect. So,
are you happy today?
Today, yeah, I am happy. Yeah, I am happy.
Okay.
But I would say if I was, I don't know, if I weighed 60 kilograms, I probably would say that I'm not happy. I don't know.
Do you weigh yourself every day, Dora?
No. At this stage, no. I have to say that since I had my two children, I am a bit more relaxed. But no, I don't weigh myself every day. No, I think that would drive me crazy.
Oh, so you'd look at it and go, "Oh God."
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't.
That's not a good way to be, is it? To be kind of depending on your mood, depending on what the weighing scale says, I suppose.
No.
So listening to what Andrea was saying, and she's saying that she really doesn't care that she's the weight she is, and she's just happy in her skin.
Yeah.
You think you could do that?
I don't know. I suppose some days I feel better about myself, and I do feel that way, and some days I don't. I don't know what it depends on, but that's something I think. A lot of Irish women are this way, and it's fantastic. Now, I'm not Irish myself, so yeah. Like I can see the difference between Polish women and Irish women. Like a lot of Irish women, even if they are overweight or something, they're just happy the way they are, and it's fantastic. You know, I am jealous of that. I think that's a great way to be. Now, as I said, I don't think it's healthy, and I think probably some of them should lose weight.
Yeah, but,
you shouldn't be obsessing about it. You shouldn't be thinking about it every day because there are other things to lie. So, yeah. So it's fantastic if you feel that way. Now, I am happy at the moment. But as I said, I wouldn't be a happy person if I was overweight. That's for sure.
That would be not be the way for. But you have two kids now, and you're missing Poland, Dora? You missing Poland at all, or are you happy here in your new home?
No, I am happy. I'm pretty settled. So we have a house and all that. Yeah, no, I'm not going back at the moment. No plans. So
life is grand.
Life is grand.
Good.
Exactly.
Well, listen, really appreciate you being part of the show this morning. Thanks for your time.
No problem. You're welcome.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.